Hello, I'm Taylor Marsh, and I tinker beyond the veil. My series is the Dr. Kate Winter Profiler Series. And in this short book podcast, I'd like to tell you what Cosmic Tattoo, my new thriller out August 27th, is about. Plus, I'd like to explain the difference between things like Charmed and those two series, and maybe even Good Witch and what I do. First, Charmed. It is fantasy. They go through mirrors. They throw lightning darts at people. There are demons that take over humans. That is fantasy. That is not what I write. Then you have Good Witch. Good Witch is the closest to what I begin to describe, only I go much further than Good Witch. Probably because they're not comfortable with the kinds of things I talk about. Crossing the veil. Cassie Nightingale, they just finished the series with a stunning, good for Hallmark, they had their first LGBTQ kiss on screen in a Hallmark series. So they made real strides this year, but not getting into that part and just talking about the subject matter. Cassie is the power of positive thinking. She rarely has a bad moment. She is there to tell people the way in her hints about what they may find around the corner. That's as vague as possible, but she uses her intuition and her gut instincts, as did her daughter Grace, and also the other people associated with the Merriwicks. The thing about it is, what I write about is not just the power of positive thinking, and I'm not trying to take anything from Norman Vincent Peale. It is very important, as you see in the series Good Witch, if you've watched any of it. Now, the series may be over, but they're all in talks to keep going with this kind of material. Because intuitive nature, your gut, and feeling something is around the corner is a human reality. If you open yourself up to something beyond the traditional laws that we've been taught for over 2,000 years, and it's much, much longer than that, but I'm just talking about in Christianity and religious times. We are taught that we are separate from God, from all religions. Well, not all, but most super popular religions, that humans are outside of God. We are not. We are God. So how do we connect to God, and what is God? We're talking, when I write my books, they are thrillers. And they are thrillers because each of us has a set of challenges that we will meet year after year as we go through life. These shadow sides are what makes my books thrillers. And they are specific to women, these particular women. But Dr. Kate Winter is really special, and so was her mother. She not only intuits things, but she has gone from meditation and presenting what she wants out of life to meditation, crossing the veil, asking questions, being patient, and actually getting answers back. That's what meditation does. You can call it prayer, except prayer asks God to do something for you. Meditation is attracting what you need, yourself. Also in this is, the reason they are thrillers is because the shadow side is the foundation on which I write these. Because no matter how good you are, if you're a Cassie Nightingale or if you're a good witch, there are malevolent aspects that you have to deal with as a person, no matter who you are in this life. The power of positive thinking won't get you through to understanding the challenges you face. No matter how good you are going to have tragedies. You're going to have shocks. And Dr. Kate Winter, as a profiler, what she does is she interprets her intuitive nudges, and she meditates, and her higher self and her guides show her the way. Now, there is a very popular, spectacular book and practice called The Secret. This is not The Secret. In my opinion, life and the path to prosperity isn't a secret. It's something that we refuse to embrace because getting there, the complicated way to get your prosperity, is difficult, it's challenging, and you have to clean up your own cosmic dust before you are going to land what you want. And I will tell you a secret. It starts with gratitude. And you have to find your path to gratitude. But beyond gratitude, there is human magic, not fantasy, not just being positive and helping everybody, but true power to help yourself. You are here to advance your soul. You're not here. You can't help anyone else until you have found your purpose. And it's staring you in the face. It's complicated. And Cosmic Tattoo, my new book, out August 27th, it's 99 cents in pre-order. And it won't be that much longer after it debuts. But the way to do this and to understand your own path is very complicated, but it is for everyone to find. It isn't just the Merryweathers in Goodwitch that can do these things. It isn't just the Charmed that can do these things. Every single person has the power, if they have the will, to say, God is not outside of me, I am God. And that is a revolutionary thing that many, many, many gurus, from Wayne Dyer to Deepak Chopra to everyone, to so many people before this. I am a thriller writer, and I am here to teach people that it isn't mysterious. It isn't a secret. It's just that humans remain willfully blind because of the good opinion of others on which they depend. So again, my name is Taylor Marsh. I have a lot of podcasts at CosmicTattooThriller.com that reveal the way that I got here. And it was from sacred to psychic, from an Episcopalian to witnessing my gifts and owning them, and then putting them in a story where it can be understood, at least in some way. You have this power too. You just haven't tapped it, you don't believe it, and you've been taught to depend on others. So, my name is Taylor Marsh. You can get me on Facebook or Twitter. My email is taylormarshthrillers@gmail.com. And I'm going to read you a chapter from Cosmic Tattoo, out August 27th. Chapter 1. My mother shot Bruce Pitzer from the couch. Didn't stop what happened next. A male voice from the porch yelled, "Entering!" Younger man, lanky, muscular, with a grizzled face, strode in. "Kate!"
Peyton gestured.
Hide!
Obeyed her, ducked behind the chair. Dressed in black from shoes to leather jacket, Holt Pitzer had eyes dead as black holes. Reached behind his back for a weapon after he entered. Sloppy, I thought. The sight of him made me queasy. We had history. Bruce recovered, blood dripping off his left hand from the shoulder wound, glared at the young man. I told you to stay outside. He stared back, wasn't moving. Peyton watched, a sly smile across her face. Hand slipped and fell back into the wall, froze. Holt heard me, distracted him. Bruce was lit. In three broad strokes, he was in front of Holt, punched him in the face. He went down. Cheek smacked hard on the tile. Exhaled, passed out. Temporary. Seen similar scenes between these two before. A second gunshot. Screams filled the room, but Bruce didn't go down. Instead, he turned and moved on Peyton. She never flinched, sat unmoved as he closed in. His body blocked Peyton from view. Couldn't see her face, but legs flailed underneath Bruce's body. Pushed down on her with force, hard thrust delivered with each grunt. Pulsated efforts turned deadly. Saw this finale before today. In my mind's eye, Peyton's strangled body was laid out like crime scene art, left on a table. Life draining from blue eyes. A psychedelic blackish red background from around dead irises. Slipped into the hallway, tiptoed down the hall to watch from the corner where the living room connected a second time and led to our bedrooms and a bathroom. Long view of a horror show. A scream rising in my gut, ran into Peyton's sanctuary, off limits unless she was inside. Psychotic laughter from Bruce grew louder. He'd want more, no one to stop him. Focus. Quickness mattered. Peyton's signature scent froze my muscles in place when I crossed the forbidden entry, glanced around. The message I'd received had shown something above a hidden spot. Closed my eyes, opened my senses with a breath. Where's the weapon? Cleared my mind of thoughts and babble, repeated the question. No more time, decide, go deep, where it's black. Heard noises from the main room. They were arguing. Holt sounded tweaked. 1 decibel foghorn. Instincts respond with weird signals or an odd gut feeling gathered from stored information. Stress changes the calculus. Intuition a whisper, not much to grab. Neither advised me to tell Peyton she was in danger. I was aware as any 19-year-old, awoke to dread caught in my throat from the message. Answers come after rest and distance, through hindsight and too late. Found the darkest place in Peyton's closet, slipped into the back and slid behind the last shelf, closet door shut. Couldn't see. Perfect place for one person, as if planned. Started breathing, which produced a quick response from my subconscious, my eyes drawn to the top of the shelves across from me. Remembered hide and seek in the winter. We hid here when Bruce made a surprise visit one night after they split. Peyton said this space was our secret. Took a breath. On instinct, reached up to the space above the top shelf. Used Peyton's small stool to reach higher. Recognized the item. A 9mm is a cozy fit in my hand. Perfect grip because she'd bought this for us. Backtracked out of the closet. Cracked the bedroom door, quiet. Heard footsteps recede. Made my way into the hallway. Bruce and Holt stood by the couch, plotting low voices. Over and over, Peyton warned me, if anything happens, keep Bruce inside the house. Inside the house, she'd emphasize. Understand? Words echoed in my head. If he comes near you, remember what you learned. Plots around family drama are dangerous to put on paper. Holt stood next to Peyton's dead body, cell phone camera poised, swallowed hard. Get a quilt or something, you worthless. Walked into the room. They were putting a sheet over her legs. Had her laid out on the quilt. Emotion choked me. I saw what you did. refused to cry, gripped the weapon tighter, arm behind my back, gun hidden. Holt was agitated. My tone surprised him. Hey, relax. What she taught, never let them sense fear. Fake emotions until you can make a move. Patience. This is none of your business, Bruce said. Didn't flinch. Both of you, get out. Backed up so they could pass to the door. The two men looked at each other. Laughed. What are you gonna do? Holt straightened, poised to jump. I won't tell you again. Planted my feet. Holt started to answer, but his dad stopped him. Sounds serious to me. He smiled, more laughter. Sirens, Holt said. Bruce reached for me, but I was faster, pulled the trigger. The look in his eyes was familiar, hesitated for a second. The loudness shocked me. Felt the full weight of his body. Holt's shattered cry, sirens in layers, outside and in the distance. Didn't move, couldn't budge. His body pinned me. Felt something warm, blood oozed from his wounds. Body odor overwhelmed my willpower. Threw up, heaved a second time. Bruce didn't move. Puke dripped off his chin and dribbled onto my chest. I couldn't scream. No sound could escape, weight of his body intense. Footsteps, running. Door opened. Sound of two strangers, quick steps, counts to pull the corpse off me, the acrid smell of new death. My mother on a stretcher, a sheet pulled over her face. Bruce's blood-soaked body on the floor. Started screaming. Didn't think I'd ever stop. 1 year ago. Chapter 2.
Settled in?
I nodded. Next door to you? Clay couldn't believe our fortune. Serendipity, Dr. R. Lily Lewis said, smiled. Not sure how we start. Glass of wine? Yes, exhaled. Didn't expect wine with my shrink. Hey, it's after dinner and I'm not here to shrink you. Spoke with Dr. Carlisle. She's unique. Yes, she is. This back and forth could go on forever. The sessions worked with us because she respected the subject. Dr. Carlisle had no experience with what I do, but never doubted what I explained. She described a journey from faith to experiences through meditation, where you accept answers to questions asked during meditation. Am I correct?
Yes.
Where does faith enter? I'm Episcopalian and cherish the ritual and ceremony of my church. What I've discovered beyond religion happened because of my faith. Christianity was my portal that led to the mysterious void beyond the veil. And it continues from there. She's talking, Dr. Lewis is a psychiatrist, and after what happened earlier and what she's dealing with now with her present psychic warnings, this was very important for her to go in and have this. She's been, as someone who deals with clairvoyance and intuition and gut feeling, but also in the real world, she is a trained, she has a degree, she's worked at the FBI, but it didn't work because her methods were so different. Even if she became renowned because of how she caught serial killers, and that's very much a part of Maybe Fatal. And the one character in Maybe Fatal jumps out of that, it's Lily, and she's now in my novella, which is The Answer, and it's all connected, and it's all trying to help people understand that it is not just power of positive thinking, it is not just prayer, it is our active work to accept that we are not separate from God, that we each have the ability to understand more about our life if we trust ancient arts that balance our intuition and make our choices
smarter. This is a way everyone can understand their shadow side and the darkness they face in the world. It's an exciting adventure. It is not fantasy like Charmed and so many others. And Good Witch is the closest because she really does guide people by helping them figure things out themselves. However, I have found that real live humans can do much more than this. And as far as hexes and all the fantasy that is the architecture around our intuition, there is magic, but it's not how anyone has explained it yet. I'm not saying that I have the answer, but the answer is there, and we can work within it. And that is why I call my books thrillers, because they deal with shadow sides, not only in ourselves, but others who don't believe in anything but their current ego. And it doesn't take bolts of lightning. Everyone needs to really take to heart, in my opinion. And let me get to it. The quote in Cosmic Tattoo at the front is this, and it is the bottom line. Quote, "The most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious. It is the source of all true art and science," said Albert Einstein. I take you too into the mysterious. And as I go along this year and into next year, I am going to ask you to have this attitude. You are your own creator, along with the powerful energy of God's source. You can do things that you don't realize you can do. And your intuition, your gut, is a powerful way to get there. But you need to start the day every day and learn how to meditate. Not prayer, handing it over to somebody. No, there is work you can do today to bring more information in and know that you're on the path you need to be. Again, my name is Taylor Marsh. I tinker beyond the veil in my thriller series. My next thriller is epic, and it's Cosmic Tattoo, and it's 99 cents right now. Pre-order it. It lands August 27th. Thanks so much for listening. You can reach me at www.taylormarsh.com or cosmictattoothriller.com. My email is taylormarshthrillers@gmail.com. See ya.